Ready? So it is July 1st of 2020. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the 100 in Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the 100 in County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen, women, first responders, and our healthcare workers.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up is the minutes from the regular and executive session of June 17th, 2020. Are there any comments?
Small little thing. A name update. Page 6, under public comment. Laramie is L-A-R-A-M, and there's an I and an M.
So that was really for you, Karen. Page 6, misspelling of the name Laramie. So that'll be corrected. Any other comments? With that, is there a motion to accept the regular and executive session minutes of June 17th, 2020?
I'll make a motion to approve the June 17th, 2020 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Abstain?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now we would open the meeting to public comment limited to items that are on tonight's agenda only. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to open the public for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. If anyone on the phone would like to make a comment limited to agenda items only, please identify yourself. Hearing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So that takes us to Resolution 46-2020, certification of the annual report. The governing body has received a copy of the annual report, annual audit performed by the town auditor, obviously. There are no recommendations in the audit. Does anyone have any comments, or is there a motion to approve Resolution 46-2020, governing body certification of the annual audit?
So there's no recommendations to change?
Nope. No issues cited, no recommendations. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 46-2020, governing body certification of the annual audit.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Resolution 47-2020, return of overpayment of taxes. Therefore, be it resolved that the treasurer be authorized to prepare and the mayor, treasurer, and clerk authorized to sign a refund check in the amount of $836.38 to Marcy Metzler relating to overpayment of second quarter taxes. Any discussion, or is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 47-2020, return overpayment of 2020 taxes to Marcy Metzler.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And the next resolution, it's with, on the one hand, sadness for Lebanon Township. On the other hand, great congratulations to Sergeant Christopher Gurniak that he is retiring after, I believe, 22 years with Lebanon Township, a 25-year career as a police officer. And in recognition of that, Resolution 48-2020 provides his service weapon to retired Sergeant Christopher Gurniak in recognition of his dedicated service to the township. Any comments or discussion by the committee?
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 48-2020, resolution providing service weapon to retired Sergeant Christopher Gurniak.
Second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And we wish retired Sergeant Gurniak all the best of luck, and we very much appreciate all that he's done for Lebanon Township in more than 22 years providing service to our residents. Okay. Takes us to old business. We normally do a little COVID update, which we could do here. After a couple of weeks of no additional cases in Lebanon Township, a couple of days ago, we went from 16 total cases to 18 total cases. From the calls that I end up hearing with the Board of Health, while they don't provide details, it's not unusual that it comes in a group of two, because typically a household kind of gets more than one. So still no fatalities, but you know, over the last, I would say, month, we've had then two cases in Lebanon Township. You may be aware that starting tomorrow, starting July 3rd, outdoor gatherings are allowed to increase to 500 people. Starting tomorrow, casinos, museums, libraries, etc., start to open to the public. And we as Lebanon Township have been targeting next week to review the final procedures for opening the building up again to the public. It would be on a limited basis, but the public could, you know, one person or one related group at a time coming into the vestibule. I would anticipate, once the building is open by our July 15th meeting in 2 weeks, that we would, under the current regulations, be able to have up to 10 members of the public in our meeting room. So we will continue the phone, but also start to allow a small number of people into the meeting room. Any other?
Well, with the COVID update. Yep. With regards to opening up, I know the library is opening tomorrow, but I don't know if it's if they should go on course with us. I mean, I'm looking at July 13th for opening up all township facilities, township here, the museum, and the library. But that's your call. If you want the library to open tomorrow, as long as they practice social distancing and follow all the guidelines and CDC guidelines, I don't have a problem with it. But I just thought in conjunction and keeping all departments together.
For me personally, I think if the library has their procedures in place, and I know they get a lot of direction as part of the county library system,
right.
I wouldn't. Same with the museum. I wouldn't have a problem if they open later than the rest of it if they can't figure out
the social layout. I think their plan is to wait till around the middle of July to open up to the public with a limited amount based on their fire capacity, 25%, 10 or 11 people is what they feel. But they're not ready to open up. They're going to try to do some outside exhibits. I was going to talk about that in the curator's part. Since it's all part of COVID, I'll bring it in. So they're looking to start somewhere around. The museum is thinking about the middle of July to open the doors.
And the reason I ask that is because our procedure is going to be where we open up on the 13th, but we start at 8 o'clock. That's our hours, 8 to 4:30. But the members of the public would be 9 to 3, because that would give us time to disinfect for an hour in the beginning and at the end of the day. So we would follow the procedures that's been recommended. But then we'll put signage up. We'll also put posts on the Internet with regards to only one person in the vestibule at a time. But at the same time, they can actually go to the deputy clerk's window, and that's outside, and we can do transactions that way as well. We will have masks that if any member of the public comes in and doesn't have a mask, we will have disposable masks for the members of the public to take if they don't have a mask on them, because we don't want to turn them away.
The committee may be aware we've installed plexiglass Lexan with slots, including in the window that from the deputy clerk's office to the outside, so they wouldn't person wouldn't have to come into the building at all in order to interact through the window with a slot to Kim's office.
You know, although this is my report, it's still part of the COVID. The New Jersey Department of Health on sports activities. When someone wants to have a sports activity here in town, I'm going to send them a memo from Lebanon Township that specifically says the responsibilities of having any sports on any of the fields around here. And they would be responsible for, you know, Executive Order 152, screening participants, the coaches, and the athletes. It wouldn't be the township's responsibility. And, you know, we will post stuff in high visibility areas as well. But I just think, and it gives you the risk levels, you know, high, medium risk, and when they start. So I'll give an example. I had an email come in with regards to when they could use the fields for certain sports. I will email this to the resident or who, the organizer of the sport, and they have to follow these guidelines and attach to it all the CDC sports guidelines that go with it. And, and with their responsibility.
We already have groups using it.
Yeah, because they could start, the low-risk ones could use it and starting on the 22nd. But not medium. Medium risk is July 6th, and high-risk sports is, would be July 22nd before they can use it.
We already have.
I mean, July 20th.
Because we already have teams using the basketball courts.
Well, basketball's medium, and they shouldn't be going on there to have contact practices.
Well, they can.
No, they're not organized sports.
Yeah.
No, teams. Teams. Literally teams.
Well, are they organized in the sense that they have
they all look like
Little
they
League.
Had Voorhees Vikings shirts on.
Well, I gave up calling about that.
Well, then they shouldn't be. If
that wasn't, you know, it wasn't just, you know, a couple kids having a pickup game.
Right. But nobody
well, then we'll
I think
well,
nobody had like sports camps or something.
Huh?
I think they're going under sports training.
They all had maroon shirts on.
Yep. But they should have the information on
right.
hand. That
well, the way we've handled it so far.
I mean, it's the first time I saw it.
And this is the first time I hear that you're planning to do that. Because
right.
what had been discussed with the attorney was that it's their job to know. So, for example, when Voorhees asked to do that, we sent to Voorhees, you're responsible for following current guidelines and keeping track
right.
of updated guidelines.
Exactly what it would be.
Okay. The high school is also governed by the NJSIAA.
Huh?
The state has taken direct steps with
yeah, and that's what this is.
Sports. Now I'm talking about high school sports.
Okay.
Under the athletic association, and put time frames when they can start. So they're limited by that also, and through the athletic director and.
Well, then we have to find out what sport it is and organize, and I'll send this to them.
Right. Well, it was clearly the girls' basketball team.
All right.
And it was like yesterday. Like,
no,
so I thought
it's an actual game.
They were practice.
No, it's
practice. It was practice. But there was probably.
It's under the.
There was like
the 30, camp.
30, at least 30 girls there.
Like playing at practice.
Oh, yeah, high school. Yeah,
yeah that's
yeah.
not supposed to be.
No, that's not.
You know, right. And I thought it. I knew their time was coming up, so I figured. And I figured it's the high school. They. Would know the rules.
Well, July 6th, they'll be able to do that, but not now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten any calls, because I keep getting calls.
Calls. We didn't get any here.
Okay. And like I said, I think it was yesterday. My track of time is a little lost, but it was either yesterday or the day before. It's been within the last 48 hours that I saw it.
All right. That's why we didn't.
So.
Okay. Any other old business that anybody had?
When did you say the library was going
to... The state allows libraries to open tomorrow.
Okay, because I know Sean just put something out a couple hours ago that they're opening the county on the 6th with certain hours and certain social distancing and masks. So I don't know if we want to follow the county since they...
It seems like they pretty much... The woman that's in charge of it pretty much seems to know the guidelines and everything, but... I think she's going off the state or the county one as well. I know I listened to a message today that it was forwarded to me from the township clerk with regards to following all the guidelines. She says we're ready to do all that.
Well, then it should be the 6th that she's following the county, July 6th, with a modified schedule and services to patrons as directed by the state's administrative order 2020-15.
I think that would be the best, since we lie in the county of Hunterdon.
The library will be limited to 25% of capacity,
right.
Have extra cleaning rotations, plexiglass barriers, face coverings required for staff, won't accept newspapers or books. Actually, newspapers they won't take. Computer use is only an hour. Anyway, she probably has all this something.
Right.
Carla,
you
just hang out.
Are any of these masks individually wrapped, or someone just sticking their hand in the bag and grabbing a mask? Like
yeah,
the doctor came over
wrapped.
And handed that to us. We don't know where those masks have been.
Well, I'm shocked, yeah, because usually they come in a bag that's so hard to open that I had to go to a restaurant and they had to give me a mask because I could not open the cellophane of the.
Well, you can, I mean, if you want to do that, I see what you're saying, Committeeman. You might want to get separate bags and you can put them in and then they just take the bags. That's what a lot of places do, like stores, but. That can.
No, the one you'd be had, like though, at our first meeting, you had the little one like that that was individual. They're all individually.
Yeah.
Sold. They're like $1 each. I thought that's probably.
So
no,
were
these
were
the one I showed was
N95.
No, there was a little
I don't
one.
Think
that
so.
Wouldn't it be better having them to?
Oh yeah, that's what that's what I had. Those.
In with
they were in a package.
I think we're going to encourage them to come in.
If
they don't have
one, take
one
of ours and get coronavirus. You're going
to have to have a mask dispenser.
Yeah, you will.
The question is, if somebody comes and says, I forgot it at home,
sorry,
you send them back. That's a, discussion.
Yeah, I've had to turn around more than a few times. Going on the hardware store.
I think we'll play this by ear and see if it gets abused or not abused.
Yeah.
The quarters
personally, I think 99.9% of the residents come in with masks.
Yeah, with mask.
Like the old cigarette machines?
Okay, any other old business?
Oh, yes.
Hearing no other.
Yes.
Oh.
Have we ever heard anything back about the front door?
I was just thinking about that. The new garage door.
It's
taken over.
Later in July.
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
Sorry. That was my one question. The other is, do we have any grant applications existing in town that we're waiting on? Or is there anything out there at all? Or?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. And I'd like to make a motion, actually, to move forward with downstairs and have the DPW manager and police chief empty out the water utility room so we can move forward with those sinks and then get that room painted. We got the one sink that they wanted to make go away and then the water sink they wanted to redo because Warren uses that to clean the water filter and stuff out.
Do we need a motion to do that, or because I don't know what the expense. I mean, is it are you proposing just an unlimited budget to do it? I don't know.
Well,
what's
pretty much
involved.
Based on what you told me previously.
I don't know what's involved in it.
We were talking about doing the sink.
Yeah, I know.
We have one estimate of I forget now, maybe $1,400 to do sink work.
Yeah,
something like that. And then the paint. Well, that's just the paint. I mean, it's not going to cost anything to have them empty out.
I've been more focused. I've been hoping that we could get the files relocated and things.
We can do that too.
I know we need to do it all. It's just between COVID, we shut everything down, and I think we should. How about if we put that for the next meeting? We get Warren to review and find out what his timeline for doing that would be. I also wouldn't want to pull Warren's guys off of road work during the next couple months to do that.
Well, but emptying out that utility room is nothing. There's like one cabinet there.
No, but
and the police.
In fact, it hasn't happened
yet.
They'll
have to go through what they want to keep and
sort
throw out what they don't want.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you do it just have the police go get approval tonight for police to go take out what they need to take out and then the next meeting warrants?
Well, if Mike wants to follow through on it, and
I mean, it's up to the committee. I don't think we need a motion to ask the police to sort through junk in the room.
I mean, we can just ask Eric and see if he can start painting, going through there and figure out what they want, what they want to get rid of, so we can start moving on straightening that.
We
I have no problem
this months ago, but
reaching out to Eric and
obviously the virus,
the world changed for a little while.
I can reach out to Eric tomorrow and ask him to start focusing on that when he has an opportunity.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Any other old business? New business, we have one item, which is the DPW manager request to purchase two pickup trucks. You'll recall in our budget, we have in our budget and in our capital ordinance, we had set aside $100,000. These would replace a 2004 and a 2008 Ford F-350. The specifications for the new trucks were provided in the budget book. They would be General Motors 2500 HD, four-wheel drive, etc.
Fords, you said General Motors?
He's replacing Fords. I had that same question. He's replacing Fords with General Motors.
Why?
I guess a 250 is the same as 250 GM is the same as a 350 Ford?
No, he's going with 2500s instead of 350s. Long beds. These wouldn't be used for hauling salt or anything, so apparently.
Yeah, he said he's going to put a plow on it. One is going to have a plow on it, and another one.
My only comment is, I've been meaning to mention this, because, you know, I'm in a lot of towns. I see everybody's equipment. Ours don't stick out, most of our equipment, especially the smaller trucks, as a municipal unit. When it's parked on the road, when you're driving by it, you wouldn't even know it half the time. You just think it's some contractor going by. Because there's very little reflective tape on them, strobes. I mean, they're not up to a safety standard that I think we need to bring them up to. We need those things visible if they got to pull off the shoulder of the road.
Should we get them painted orange?
Well, maybe some orange and white tape or something. But
I think that's good feedback.
Yeah.
I think he gets the trucks and then he sends them for the final outfitting, and I think we can.
You start noticing when you look at them.
Yeah,
that's a good point. We get them lettered and everything, right?
We get them lettered.
Why can't we get them?
Pinstriped, some strobe lights, and
reflective tape or reflective painting.
Do you drive anymore, man?
Yeah, I hear you. Anyone traveling Red Archer River Road should know by now.
So. With the advice or the request to do that?
Yeah.
The question would be, are we authorizing him to purchase the two trucks?
Mailboxes are going.
Okay.
That's a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 There's just a little question off topic. You mentioned River Road. Due to the fact that the county shut that bridge down, it made us divert all of our traffic of theirs on the township roads. Do we have any, restitution coming back to work on our roads when they fall apart?
We should, though. Maybe we should write a proclamation and send it to the county.
You know, because they have no debt, apparently.
They're debt-free, you know what I mean?
So I don't see why they can't help us out with that.
Go back and refix the roads where the holes and potholes that have been created?
Something.
The tractor trailers that are going down River Road, even though we have a weight limit?
Okay. Unless there's a motion for that.
Is there any news on the bridge as a timeline?
They're not responding to me. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I looked at it 2 days ago, and they had some big pieces installed.
Oh, they did. So they must have gotten fill.
Concrete.
Prefab pieces.
Okay. I had gotten...
That's a good plus. I was happy to see that.
Because you had mentioned, and that was the last thing they were looking for, fill.
Yeah.
Proper fill. So... If that's in there, then they must have found the proper fill.
Okay,
that's a good sign, then.
Very good.
With that, we go to presentation of vouchers.
I have two. I have one to the Lebanon Township Board of Education for the July 2020 school tax for $1,755,590. And I have one to the Northumberland Voorhees Regional High School, July 2020 school tax for $904,465.67.
I have Patriotic Office Cleaning Company for $1,040. And Emergency Systems from Quakertown, the amount of $2,086.50.
I've got to Gebhard and Kiefer from our open space fund related to the transaction on Wood Glen Road, the open space transaction, $2,442. then to Ardito and Company for their final 25% payment on the annual audit, plus the court audit, in the combined amount of $7,682. Bayer Reese Engineering, professional services related to the Anthony and Slyker Road bid procedures and package, $1,130. Postage for our postage meter to the U.S. Postal Service of $2,000. Cooperative Communications, this is the final payment related to the service that was discontinued at the end of last year, $4,421.57. Cornerstone Printing and Imaging related to the summer newsletter, combined $2,564.53. Cornerstone Printing and Imaging estimated postage for the third quarter estimated tax bills, $1,350. And General Code Publishers for our code analysis, composition, duplication, finishing, handling, and shipping of $1,202.34.
My first one is for Performance Tire Company for tires for two vehicles, $1,060.24. One is B&R Uniforms, and that is for $1,824.35 for police officer uniforms. And then I have another one for police officer uniforms for $1,828.30 for B&R Uniforms.
That was for our new hirees, right, to outfit
yes.
them?
Yeah.
Okay. I have none that qualify.
So the total voucher list is $2,706,608.79. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to correspondence. First, the curator's report.
Kind of went over it briefly before. They're hoping to open mid-July to the public at a limited capacity. Their fire rating is 49, with two employees are down to 47, so it would be like 10 or 11 people. But they're going to try to have some outside activities with the new shed and try to get people there with things like that. You can check them out on their website, and they'll have a detailed idea for everyone exactly when they're going to open and what outside activities they're planning.
Are they going to allow bathroom usage? I know, like the Red Mill Museum, I think they weren't going to allow the bathroom to be used. Have we come up with any?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
The Department of Health strongly encourages that if you open something, you open the bathroom facilities in some fashion, meaning you can limit concurrent use, more like things like occupancy signs and whatnot. But they have recommended that strongly.
That you have them open.
That you have them open, because early on there were closure or openings or closures with bathrooms closed, and it created a whole lot of other issues.
To add to that, the curator has also said that the ionizer has been in place and she'll have plenty of Purell on hand. She did mention that to me.
I'll get my...
What do we want to do?
Probably can leave.
I'll get my phone when we go to executive session so she can...
Okay, next we have the 2019 court report for the municipal court, been provided to the committee. This would be available to the public if they want to review it, and a number of the financial issues related to it. Key comment is that there are no recommendations related to the court. So that is just correspondence to us. And also in our packets, and I was actually going to ask you about this, there was a thank you from local children, I guess, who thanked the heroes in our town, and specifically thanks the library for running with their pickup and delivery service, not delivery, but sort of curbside pickup. Thanks for running the library so I can read. No other correspondence then? Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion. Oops, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please identify yourself, the road you live on. Hearing no one talking on the phone, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And I have no business for executive session. I don't know if anyone else does. Seeing no executive session business, is there a motion to adjourn?